Good morning. Tzom Gedalia commemorates the assassination of Gedalia ben Achikam. After the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, the exile of most of the Jews to Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylonia, appointed Gedalia ben Achikam to govern those Jews who still remained in the land. Goaded by hostility and envy, a man named Yishmael ben Nesanya killed Gedalia and most of the Jews who were with him. The death of the tzaddik is comparable to the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal decreed that the anniversary of this tragedy should be a day of fasting. This day is also identified as the fast of the seventh, referring to the seventh month, or Tishrei. The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us that Reb Zeira went to Eretz Yisrael. When he arrived there, he had to fast 100 fasts in order to be able to adapt to the learning of Rabbi Yochanan. It was very different from the methodology employed in the learning in the yeshivas of Bavel. We also learn that Reb Zeira fasted 100 fasts so that Reb Elazar would not die during his lifetime. He did this because he didn't want to assume the responsibility of leading the community of Tveria. He also fasted an additional 100 fasts so that the fire of Gehenim should not affect him. We are taught in Yeshayahu that one should fast for a sick person and daven for his recovery, as David HaMelech fasted for the child of Bas Sheva. What is the power of fasting, and why does it occupy such a significant role in the tshuva process? The Chayyadim states that if a person fasts without giving thought to the importance of tshuva, it's like sitting down to a feast and tasting just the side dishes without partaking of the main course. When a person fasts, his physical strength is somewhat diminished. It is in these circumstances that one realizes he is merely flesh and blood. This in turn causes the individual to become introspective, to closely examine his deeds, and to think on a higher spiritual plane. On this day, we do without our morning coffee. When the alarms in our stomach sound for lunch, we ignore them and do without. And although we may often feel like taking a drink during the day, we don't, because that is what the Shulchan Aruch requires of us. Doing without not only creates discomfort, but also allows us to demonstrate that we have the ability to rise above our inherent nature. And that is the essential lesson in premise of tshuva. For example, if one sometimes succumbs to a negative trait of kas, anger, he has to battle that natural disposition and remain calm. If one has become accustomed to speaking lashon hara, gossip, he must now go against his nature in order to abstain from forbidden speech. Tzom Gedalia is an opportune time to rise to the challenge. This has been Rabbi David Goldwasser, bringing you Morning Chizuk, with best wishes for a Shana Tova Masuka, a very happy, healthy, and sweet new year.